That is a good idea. You know what? You know what? I'm looking at the news today. Yeah, there's some stuff, but I have a really weird feeling, Carr.
Oh, dude. Yeah. It's something is impending. There is impending events, and we will not be duped this week.
No. So what you're saying is we're going to be recording tomorrow. I mean, today. Tomorrow. On a Wednesday, like we always record.
Yes, we are going to be recording tomorrow, today, tomorrow, like
this
always.
This isn't just because we all had scheduling problems,
it's
right?
Absolutely just not because today not turned into a clusterfuck for me, or Aaron is MIA. It's because...
Okay, he really is MIA, by the way. He's fucking, I don't even know what he's doing. Mm-hmm. Who knows what he's doing.
Yeah, so it's a good thing that we had already determined that we were going to record tomorrow, today, tomorrow, because if we had not predetermined that, this would look very unprofessional from all of us.
Correct. So basically what we're saying is the release time will be about, 8 hours later than normal?
Yes.
Okay, live. Because we, live.
As usual.
Don't say live, because then they're going to be like, where's the link for the live? Mm-hmm. We're going to screw.
What we're saying is everything is going according to plan.
This is a messy month, my man. Yeah, this really is a messy, messy month.
Yep.
But we're going to get to it tomorrow. But since we're here, why don't we titillate the listeners for 20 minutes or so?
Mm-hmm.
Just mess around a little bit.
Yeah.
So we are banking on the idea, obviously, that, Wednesday is going to have some new news pieces to it. Are you willing to? What if the universe curveballs us?
Well, that's what we speculated a few weeks ago, right? It's the infinite curveball.
Correct. Let's test it out. That's fine.
Yeah.
I do want to. There are a couple of news stories that aren't super important, but they're pretty funny. The first one is: I know you're not a Rockies fan, but you're a man who's been to many a Rockies game. Correct?
Many, yes,
many a Rockies game. Mm-hmm. What is the name of the mascot? You have any idea?
Yeah, it's Dinger.
Dinger, mm-hmm. Right? Dinger. Well, there was a controversy recently, and I'm glad Aaron's not here. There was a controversy recently where a fan of the Rockies was caught yelling the name Dinger very loudly at the same time as Miami Marlins outfielder Lewis Brinson was up to bat.
Mm-hmm.
And Lewis Brinson was distracted because he thought he heard Aaron's favorite word being yelled out there.
In a turn of events, it sounds like the fan that was yelling it was... there had flown in from Boston just to see the Rockies game, and he's caught on camera, and it's
and he does have a vaccination pass. He has four, actually.
Plenty of vaccination passes.
Maybe five, even.
Looks like maybe he spent the last year or so in some sort of broken down home, maybe consuming narcotics. So
he shows up, he yells Dinger really loudly. And so the latest news is they're strongly considering changing the name of the mascot.
God, man. Can you imagine the power move if they just changed it to the N-word?
What if they just took the R? It was Dinga.
Oh, man. As like just a silent nod. Just a silent nod to American culture. That would be great.
Well, incredible. So there's that. That was a news story. We will track that.
We'll keep you up to date. We'll keep the audience up to date.
We'll track that one.
Yeah,
there's
we'll
a couple of news stories we've been tracking, but there's some big ones. We did have some Tuesday curveballs, actually. We are, as we stated last time, we are the number one rape tracking podcast in America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's actually on iTunes. I checked that. We are
in that top category.
Yeah, in that category. Yeah.
Yeah, rape trackers, not rape anything else. Rape trackers.
Yeah, it's hyphenated.
Make sure that we correct. And it's hyphenated. Well, Cuomo's out. You saw
Cuomo,
this?
Cuomo has resigned, but he has resigned as of 14 days from now, isn't that
and
right?
And he resigned as a father.
Yeah.
And he resigned as a father.
Yes.
Dude, if you look up any news article, Cuomo resigned, every news article is written, Cuomo speaks directly to daughters as he.
Jeez.
So, you know what I mean? They're like, what a hero. What a hero he is. Yeah.
Giving him that soft landing.
Oh, my God. He's getting a soft landing. Yeah. So the great thing is, I saw that the New York Post has taken him to calling Cuomo just the creep.
Okay.
So I feel like we got wheels right now.
Yeah, wheels, feels, and the creep.
I tried with Quomio.
Yeah,
I tried with Quomio, but
you just don't have the you don't have the momentum behind that, you.
Yeah, the chutzpah of just calling him the creep.
The creep.
So the creep, as he's been labeled by the New York Post, will resign. He's got to get through some stages of grief, obviously. It's a tough time for him. He has to talk to his family, all of that. I want you to remember this guy won an Emmy. So maybe it was his affiliation with Hollywood that provoked a lot of this behavior.
What did he win an Emmy for?
Or maybe that's why he won the Emmy. For his...
What is an Emmy?
An Emmy is like a broadcasting award. He won it for doing all of those like daily talks. He did a bunch of fireside chats for New York City and State.
For COVID?
For COVID, during COVID. Hero. So he won an Emmy for that.
God. They just keep taking L's, don't they? That whole...
You better believe it. So he... Anyway, he's going through that. It's a tough time for the guy. Let's not mention anything to do with nursing homes or the fact that he intentionally hid data related to nursing home deaths.
Not even sure what you're talking about.
Never heard of that before. 15,000 of them. Letitia James estimated that. And she actually also said it's probably 50% of the actual total. I don't really know how that happens, but you know what?
Anytime it's a good thing it didn't happen. I can tell you that. That would be horrible.
Correct. That's correct. So he's on the way out. I wonder if the nipple piercings have to come out now. Those are government property.
Yeah, he takes them out. Credit card. Puts them on the desk with his service weapon and his shield.
He was using his service weapon a little bit too much, and that's how
he's probably going to take a service weapon with him.
Correct. Yeah. So, that's two dingers out.
I see what you did there.
Yes, you did. So. There's another thing. I sent this to you a few days ago. We'll get this out of the way.
Yeah.
There was a woman, Hannah Kim, journalist, who was attacked brutally the other day by a cauliflower. Did you see this?
I did. Actually, I thought you were going to go a different direction, but this one was equally...
it's really frustrating. Oh, no, we're going to save...
Okay, we're going to save that. I still haven't figured out where to file that. And this Hannah Kim thing, you know, there's just information, and I'm not going to spoil it, but there's information that sometimes people drop off at your doorstep and you just don't know what to do. Like, you don't know where to put it. Like, what category, like, what to do with it. And and the thing that we're going to get to tomorrow is today.
This is also today, tomorrow. Yes. Right, correct. And you need to remember that this is one half of a release that'll come out.
This is the full release. This is the jab before the right hook. This is fooling the universe.
And we are the flailing. Right, correct. That's right. The universe can't see the timestamp being short, but our listeners will immediately see it even before listening,
and they'll know.
Which is great.
They'll
know. They'll know. Maybe I'll just title this first half of the episode. That people see it and they go, all right, okay, fine. Because, anyway. So, Seattle, as you know, is a great city in America. It's a great place. There were there was an attempted rape in a courthouse restroom just a few days ago. There have been shootings in broad daylight. There's been a lot of violence, destruction. And then we turn to Hannah Kim, a journalist who's been covering the King County Sheriff's statements on violence in the city, working out of the courthouse. Well, she was brutally attacked the other day when she had a floret.
Yep.
That would be the appropriate term, a floret of cauliflower. Thrown against her back. She described it as a sharp pain. pain. So now, here's the issue. Here's what I really want to break into. Am I doubting that this happened to this woman? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I do believe people would throw cauliflowers at her. Here's what boggles my mind. Carr, have you ever had a cauliflower in your life?
I have, yes.
Yeah? Do you like cauliflower? Are you a fan? Yeah,
it's very okay.
It's perfect. Very okay. And guess what? If you batter and fry them, they're excellent.
Yeah.
They're excellent. But people try to do too many things with the cauliflower, though, right? I've seen cauliflower pizza dough get out of here with that. No yeah, thanks.
Grind it up and make a some kind of
check this out.
Flour,
rice, cauliflower, rice.
It's,
if you presently right now are listening to this podcast and you have in your possession cauliflower rice, I'm asking you to choose right now between us and that stuff.
And you need to make that decision between this episode and the next episode that's coming out.
We'll take it an indeterminate amount of time.
The cauliflower rice will either remain in your home and you cannot listen to that episode, or it will be expelled from your home forcefully, possibly at a journalist.
We're not saying to throw it at journalists.
No. Aaron might.
Aaron might say that. So blame it on him. In fact, Aaron did say that, and so blame it on him if that happens. Anyway, there's a lot of it's a very versatile produce product, cauliflower. And here's the thing: if you've ever made a cauliflower, let's say you're steaming it, right? Well, no doubt. After you steam it,
can I just jump in and say, if you are steaming cauliflower, you have given up on life.
Fair point.
Okay.
However, steaming is the most common way. Let's just say, and if you look at the photograph of it, Carr, it is steamed, clearly, or it's raw. Now, there's my conundrum. If you steam a cauliflower, it's going to be heavier than before you steamed it.
Yeah.
100% of the time, correct?
Yes.
But it's also going to be squishier and therefore less sharp.
Yeah.
Correct? So, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see exactly where you're going with this. Yeah.
Now here's the other side of it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's raw, yes, it's going to be more sharp, more brittle, but it's lighter.
Mm-hmm.
It's lighter. My problem is, at no point could a floret of cauliflower produce a sharp pain. By definition, if it was raw, it would be sharp, but not a pain. And if it was steamed, it would not be sharp, but could produce pain.
Yeah.
You
have it. I know exactly what you're saying. I feel as though this is a corollary to projectile debates that I see in gun Twitter ad nauseum all the time. It's a big, slow bullet or small, fast bullet.
Correct. And here's the problem. She's covering stories about safety and about violence. The focus of the city council has been on homelessness.
Wow, big fucking surprise in Seattle. There's a homelessness problem.
Mm-hmm.
Who could have fucking guessed?
The mayor's office told Q13 News that they were targeting an encampment as a significant safety issue. What about the liars? What about all the people who are exaggerating? What about all the people who are just trying to demonize these homeless folks by saying that they're causing sharp pains to people's legs with cauliflower florets? I don't know if she's saying that a homeless person chucked it, but how do we know that these journalists aren't embellishing more stories in order to target these homeless people? How do we know that they're not the real enemy here?
It does seem hard to believe on its face that the journalists could be the enemy and could be embellishing stories, particularly in the light of the last year and a half. But correct. I would entertain, for the sake of this podcast, which is an entertainment product, that it could be the case.
Several stabbings have occurred at the encampment they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to remember she said sharp pain. You know what causes sharp pain?
Stabbings.
Stabbings. That's a sharp pain. So it's just frustrating to me. The limelight being taken once again by the journalist, who we on this podcast respect journalists. We find them mostly to be very reliable.
Yes.
Very reliable. We trust the news. But this is clearly contradictory.
It's a conundrum, Birdo.
Real conundrum. So that's what I've got. You know, I got one more. If you got time, you want to hear one more?
Yeah, I want to hear one more.
Check this out. The moon, is it real? Question.
Yeah. No, of course not.
Could. Mars, is it real? Question.
No. Jeez.
Of course not. Duh. Yeah. Duh. However, NASA, this is the weirdest government job that's probably come out so far, is recruiting 4 people Right now, fellas, you're listening. Sign up to the Mars Dune Alpha, a 1,700 square foot facility created by a 3D printer meant to imitate the conditions of Mars. The analog mission is a simulation that will entirely take place in NASA's Johnson Space Center, which is a great name.
Great, yeah.
A great name.
Yeah.
And here's the troubling thing. Unlike NASA's Perseverance Mars rover, it's held in a different facility called the Mars Jezero Crater?
God, why?
Jezero? What's going on there?
There's a lot of dick stuff that's being correlated with fake space stuff recently, and it's just done nothing but turn me off to the whole thing.
It's weird that there's this, like, demonic symbolism, you know, fucking on Mars. Mm. It's just crazy.
Makes you think.
It makes me think. It does make me think.
Really makes you think.
All right. Let's go for now, Carr. I think we've titillated the senses. Listeners, there will be more. There's more coming.
There's plenty more. There's plenty more coming. There's plenty more coming that we don't even know of yet that will be happening tomorrow in the world. I suspect we'll probably get some sort of update from Aaron, I would think, unless he's leaving us completely high and dry, which is also a possibility.
He's gonna, because now he thinks he has an excuse.
Mm. Yeah, we painted ourselves into a corner on this one, but I got confidence. I got confidence that we're going to be able to unpaint the corner, break out, and produce one of the best Timeline Earth episodes ever to be created live for our listeners tomorrow, today, tomorrow.
Correct. Are we keeping two hands on the wheel? What is the protocol?
Not yet.
Okay.
Take them off.